The fate of upstate New York's nuclear power plants could be decided later today. The state's Public Service Commission is scheduled to vote on a massive nuclear power subsidy program that several plant owners say they need to survive. But anti-nuclear groups have criticized what they call a wasteful investment. WRVO's Payne Horning reports on this key moment for New York's energy future.
At the heart of the question before the Public Service Commission, or PSC, is what role does nuclear power play in the state's trek toward a greener, cleaner future? Nuclear is not renewable, and it's not exactly clean, but it does have one major strength. It does not emit carbon dioxide. So public officials like Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wants to cut carbon emissions nearly in half over the next 14 years, have embraced nuclear. That gave Central New York representatives like Republican State Senator Patty Ritchie the tools they need to save the many jobs that nuclear power supports.
We can't get to the levels that we need to by 2030 without nuclear power. So for those that believe in clean energy, then this is something they should be supporting.
The state has proposed a plan to invest $965 million into New York's four nuclear power plants over the next 2 years. And unless the energy market bounces back, those subsidies would continue to grow through the next decade. But not everyone wants the state to pick up that check. Democratic State Assemblywoman Ellen Jaffe questions why New York's goal of doubling its renewable energy sources now includes an investment of several billion dollars into a limited resource like nuclear.
Really, this was about supporting large-scale renewable energy, and that's what the case was represented to be about. Suddenly, it gets turned around, and it's about subsidizing the nuclear industry.
The owner of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant previously planned to close the site, but now they are in negotiations to sell the facility to Exelon. But Exelon has said without those subsidies, they may close the plants they currently own in upstate. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.